Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith. This hadith has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and the hadith is about the comprehensiveness of the Quran and also the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As you know, we are of the belief that God Almighty, He sent religion in general, and Islam in particular, to guide human beings to their felicity, both in this world and in the hereafter. And in contrast to other religions, set out certain guidelines and rules and regulations for certain specific aspects of man's existence, we are of the opinion that Islam and, you know, and religion in general is a comprehensive way of life, and there's nothing that it doesn't have a stipulation or a rule or a regulation for. This is a concept and a theme which is adequately reflected in this beautiful hadith, which we will narrate for you today. Abu Usama, a transmitter and a rawi of hadith, narrates, I was with Abu Abdullah As-Sadiq alayhi salam, Imam As-Sadiq, and there was with him a man from Al-Mughiriyah. The man asked him about some practices. He said, There is nothing which the offspring of Adam needs, except that it has been expounded in the practices set by Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Otherwise, he would not have the argument over us that he holds. Meaning, you know, if God did not set out and did not explain for us a rule or a regulation related to a specific part of our lives, and you know, of something related to our existence, if we did something in that area which somehow it led to our degeneration spiritually, God could not have a hujjat or a proof over us on the day of resurrection. So therefore, he has expounded everything in the book and in the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet. The man from Al-Mughiriyah, the same Rawi, then asked, and what is his argument? Abu Abdullah alayhi salam said, it is his verse, today I have perfected your religion for you, and I have completed my blessing upon you. This is a very famous verse of the Holy Quran. Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. A famous verse of the Holy Quran, revealed after, obviously, the event of Ghadir. This hadith explains for us the comprehensiveness of religion and its all-inclusiveness. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the all-inclusiveness of the Book of God and the prophetic practice in the words of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد